The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
It is amazing what a gullible time we live in. It's not just the liberal left, it's Christians as well. It's our society, it's our culture. And I've said this, I have been saying this now for about almost 30 years on the radio here at WRFD, way back when I was on Saturday mornings with the Threshing Floor, is what we called the program. And now 19 and a half years daily, I've been saying this through all of these years. Sometimes Christians are the most gullible people on planet Earth. I mean, take a look at what some of the TV evangelists teach and preach, and the thousands of followers they have, and tell me that Christians are not gullible. I'm chasing a rabbit here, but I'll come to the story here in just a moment. I don't want to go into it, but recently I've had trouble sleeping because of some problems with my back and my leg, and I've had some pain, and I'm getting treatment for it and all that, but. I never, ever, ever watch TV at 3 o'clock in the morning, except when I just absolutely can't sleep, which has been a few times recently. And a couple of nights ago was one of those nights, and I couldn't sleep, and I prayed and read, and I thought, I'll see what's on TV. And I turned on TV, and the first thing that popped up was a commercial for this guy named Popoff. Can't remember what his first name is. Peter. I think it's Peter Popoff. He's an evangelist that has been around for years, and he has been proven to be a total absolute phony. He's a charlatan. He's been caught lying, cheating. And I thought he was done, finished, over. No. He's still around. And he was selling bags of miracle water. I thought, you're kidding me. You gotta be kidding me. Is there anybody dumb enough? Well, he's paying for advertising time. Now, it's cheap because it's in the middle of the night. It's on cable. But what was his name up in Delaware? Had the miracle water up in Delaware. My goodness, I didn't think I'd ever forget his name. Had a hairdo like Elvis. They ran him out of town. He went to South Carolina, burned down a highway patrolman's house and went to prison, and then came back. Jenkins. Jenkins. He had miracle water, and people were dumb enough to buy it. Well, this Popoff guy is selling bags of miracle water, and they had testimonials. I had a terminal disease, and they gave up all hope on me, and the doctor said that I was going to die until I drank the miracle water, and now I've been healed. Oh my goodness. All right, so Christians can be gullible as well. All right. But here, this whole environmental movement, folks, listen, so much of it is phony baloney, and we as the American public and around the world are buying it. You know, it's like, and I'm going to get to the story here in just a minute, but it's like electric cars. We're going to save the environment. We're all going to be buying electric cars, and we're not going to be burning fossil fuel and putting all of that emissions out, and electric cars are going to save the planet. And every time I get behind an electric car, you know, a Tesla, they are really cool. I'd love to just test drive one. I'm a car guy. I love cars. I would love to just be able to test drive a Tesla. They're really cool. But you ever wonder where that electricity comes from? And have you ever even thought, if America went totally electric, if it overburdened the electric grid, we would have to completely redo the electric grid. And what about those batteries when they're, well, all right, I'll get to that in just a moment. But all across America, they're outlawing plastic bags, grocery stores, because we're going to save the environment. We can't have these plastic bags. And so several states, New York being one of them, several have outlawed plastic bags because we are going to save the planet. Well, in Scandinavia, Denmark is on the cutting edge of environmental causes. And so Denmark's Ministry of Environment, this is an official agency in Denmark, said, let's do a study on the environmental impact on different kinds of bags, because we've been told that plastic bags are the worst and they're going to destroy the environment. A 2018 study from Denmark's Ministry of Environment and Food. The group studied the environmental impact of different types of bags over the bag's life cycles. It may come as a surprise. The study revealed that plastic bags, I'm quoting, had the lowest environmental impact of any bags. The study looked at how the manufacturing of different bags affects areas such as ozone depletion, air pollution, and water use. According to the study, those plastic bags that we have become so preoccupied with may be the least harmful of the most commonly pushed bag options. The Denmark study compared the cumulative environmental impact of different bags to those of plastic ones. Assuming that the plastic bags are reused at least once before being incinerated, and we reuse them all the time. We bring them home from the grocery store. We use them for trash. We use them for all kinds of things. According to the study, paper bags and woven polypropylene bags have to be reused about 45 times to match the environmental performance of just one plastic grocery bag. Paper bag or woven polypropylene. Okay. Notably, the study found that a conventional cotton bag, what could be more environmentally friendly than bringing your own cotton bag to the grocery store? The study found that a conventional cotton bag has to be reused 7,100 times to make up for the difference in resources used to manufacture it. You thought you were saving the environment by bringing that cotton bag to the grocery store. You have to use it 7,000 times to match the environmental impact of a plastic bag. Oh, and this is the one I love. The bags that are preferred by the real environmentalists are organic cotton bags. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. According to the study, the option that takes up the most resources of all are organic cotton bags, which have to be reused 20,000 times to match the environmental performance of one plastic bag. We have been told, if you take that organic cotton bag that you paid so much money for, if you take that to Giant Eagle and Kroger and put your groceries in there, you are saving the planet. Yeah, if you use it 20,000 times. That's all. You have to use it 20,000 times. The study arrived at this figure because organic cotton has a 30% lower average production rate than conventional cotton. So organic cotton takes up 30% more resources to yield the same amount. Yeah. Plastic bags are destroying the planet. Maybe not so much. Now, they are filling landfills. There is no doubt about that. And that is true, and the report does deal with that. But as far as actual environmental impact, pollution, CO2, and all that, your beloved organic cotton bag is about 20,000 times worse on the environment than a plastic bag. But the PC people want to outlaw plastic bags because, okay, class, are you ready? The liberal left doesn't care about fact and truth. They care about emotion and hysteria. Now, and for those of you who take your own bags to the grocery store, please, I'm not condemning you. Please, please, please. And I hope you're not offended. But the fact is, the real advantage is it makes you feel better. You're not necessarily helping the environment, but you feel like you are. Okay. Now, I mentioned electric cars. A German study on electric cars that you might find interesting if you're concerned about the environment. All right, we'll continue in just a moment.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
Oh, my goodness. I'm going to get into the electric vehicle thing. Again, folks, we as a people are just kind of gullible. We believe a lot of what we read and hear. You know, like plastic bags are going to destroy the environment and we could all just bring our own bags to the grocery store. A study in Denmark, cotton bags are much worse on the environment than plastic bags. But that's not what we've been told. And then I've got this story on electric vehicles. But first, we've got a big TV monitor here in the studio. I have no idea what the advertisement was for because obviously I've got the sound off. But the entire commercial was a turkey on a camping trip. A turkey. Yeah, on a camping trip out in the middle of the forest. And he builds a fire, a campfire, and he puts he's eating like a stew out of a cup or whatever. And then he's got a binocular and a compass hanging around his neck, and he's walking through the woods. And finally, he walks down to a lake with a fishing pole. I have no idea what they were advertising. What can you advertise with a turkey on a camping trip? I have no idea. All right, anyway. Many states are considering outlawing combustion engines in the next few years, gasoline and diesel. Several states in the United States are determined to outlaw internal combustion engines or combustion engines because, diesel is internal combustion. Anyway, and we got to go to electric. Well, a brand new study out of Germany, not so good for electric vehicles. Quote, electric vehicles in Germany account for more CO2 emissions than diesels, according to a study by prominent German scientists. When CO2 emissions linked to the production of batteries are taken into consideration, electric vehicles emit 11% to 28% more than their diesel counterparts. According to the study presented on Wednesday at the IFO Institute in Munich, Germany, a Tesla Model 3 battery, for example, represents between 11 and 15 tons of CO2. Given a lifetime of 10 years and an annual travel distance of 15,000 kilometers, this translates into 73 to 98 grams of CO2 per kilometer, which is far more than a diesel. You know those dirty diesels that are destroying the planet?
Yeah.
Quote, when all of the factors are considered, each Tesla emits 156 to 180 grams of CO2 per kilometer, which is far more than a comparable diesel vehicle produced by the German company Mercedes, for example. And then it goes on and gives details, and some of it's, you know, above my pay grade. By the time you take batteries into account, the making of the batteries, and this does not take into account the disposal of these batteries, the mining of the lithium and so on and so forth, an electric vehicle is considerably worse on the environment than a diesel. And, of course, a gasoline is better on the environment than a diesel. Have you ever thought if America went completely to electric vehicles, the environmental impact of hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of toxic lithium batteries that will have to be disposed of? Where with a gas car, you take it to the junkyard, they smash it, and they recycle it. Not so with an electric car. But that's not what we've been told. And, of course, now, hey, I wouldn't mind driving a Tesla. If one of you wants to buy one for me, I will be more than happy to drive it around Columbus and help save the planet. But I would know that I'm not really saving the planet. I'm just enjoying a really cool electric car. Oh, my goodness, folks. We, not just they, and we're included. Sometimes we are just very, very gullible. I hope that you and I will at least listen, think, and discern. Yeah, even in environmental issues, and don't just believe everything you read or you hear. Well, we've talked about just about everything today, so I think we'll quit. I hope you have a wonderful evening, but please, wherever you go and whatever you do, remember whose you are.
Listen. Listen. Think. Think. Discern. Discern.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.